Next up is agenda item 9, that is PR 2023-009652, MJR FNL plat 2025-00002, major final plat. This is submitted by Consensus Planning, Jim Strozier as agent for JLM Construction Company, which requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot track W, portion of track 1 summary plat, unplatted Paradise Hill, zoned MXT, located at Avenida de Jaimito Northwest between Unser Boulevard and Universe Boulevard Northwest, containing approximately 19.7 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
We do, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning, and with me is Charlene Johnson. And it doesn't appear that we can share our video, but if we can do that, we're happy to turn that on and get sworn in.
Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Can we please enable that? Let's see how that works. There you are.
All right.
Nice to see you both.
Excellent.
Thank you. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, if you'd please present the project.
Sure. So I, hello, Mr. Lucero. This is Charlene Johnson with Consensus Planning. And excuse me, we're here to present the final plat. We've already have our preliminary plat that was approved in, that was approved in February of this year. And basically we've met the conditions of approval on the preliminary plat. We're submitting it back in for final sign off and final review. Essentially the plat was to do a vacation of Avenida de Jaimito, and then to be able to dedicate the right of way at the north side for the future Woodmont Avenue. We've been in front of you a couple of times with this. I'm sure you're familiar with this property and the all the development and all the things that we've done with this property so far. I just wanted to say that we also have a site plan in that is one of the conditions is for the final plat to be approved so that we can get our site plan signed off. The infrastructure list, which I know is typically connected to the plat, in this case is connected to the site plan. And that was signed off in May of 2025. Yeah, that's it right there. Mm-hmm. And I was just looking at, before we go too far, that the plat that's shown on the screen, similar to the applicant before us, it doesn't look like this is the most current, at least the first page. There was a couple of edits I had to do based on some comments from Marcelo. So I just wanted to point that out. I'm happy to show that I have it on my computer as well.
Okay. Yeah. That'd be fine.
Would you like me to share my screen?
Yes, please.
Okay. Ah, there we go. Okay. And they were just, again, I just sent this off to Marcelo, I think a couple of days ago, and they were really minor comments. Basically, we had to adjust the real property division, actually dated their signature as 2026, and not quite there yet. And then I had to add a zero on the site plan application. I missed a zero and it's four zeros instead of three. So I fixed that. And I did submit that through ABQ plan and submitted it back to Marcelo and Jay and others at the, with the DFT DHO staff.
Great. Good. Anything else you'd like to add before I call for public comment?
No, I don't think so. I think that's what we've got. And I know there's some comments from staff, so we're ready to answer those questions.
Okay, great. Well, let me go ahead and call for public comment. You'll have a chance to respond to it if there is any. So for everyone here, this is agenda item 9, request for a major final plat. And this is located at Avenida de Jaimito between Unser and Universe. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 9. Last call for public comment on agenda item 9. Okay, Ms. Johnson, doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Please raise your right hand, sir, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
David with the Water Authority. So prior to a sign off, there's some facility fees that must be paid. I didn't see records that it was paid yet. But if that is, just please provide that. And then for the infrastructure list, I was looking over it. I know it's signed, but I realized that there was a sewer line that was left out. And I realize that it's tied to a site plan, so maybe we can coordinate outside of this. Probably doesn't really affect this. So, yeah, that's all I have. Facility fees need to be paid prior to sign off. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Are any of those conditions of approval, or those will just be worked out independently?
The facility fees would be a condition. Yes, I'll put
Okay.
those in the chat.
Thank you, sir.
So,
Any
Mr.
questions about
Lucero.
that?
Excuse me, Mr. Lucero. No,
Go
go ahead.
ahead.
I was just David. So this is Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning. So since the infrastructure list and all of these infrastructure items are tied to the site plan, and I recognize that, and we'll certainly coordinate with you to get that added back in. Is that facility fee, and since the plat is a condition of the site plan, is there a way to tie that facility fee to the site plan sign off as opposed to this plat? Because we're trying to get this plat recorded, so and the IIA in place and recorded so that we can move forward with the site plan sign off. It would be very helpful, I think, logistically to tie that facility fee to the site plan as opposed to the plat.
If I may,
Go
David
ahead,
with the
Mr.
Water.
Gutierrez.
David with the Water Authority. I think we can meet to discuss it. I'm not sure how we would deal with that here. Perhaps it could be tied to the site plan. I got to confer with Chris on this, just to see what his thoughts are. I
Okay.
guess it our ordinance states that it's for service and this plat it could be site plan. I think we could do that.
Okay. I think that would just be we've got a number of moving parts, and it just sort of helps us sequentially if we tie that, because the site plan is really the final action that takes place before closing. And yeah, so that would be really helpful, David. I appreciate it.
Why don't we go to Jay Rodenbeck? I see his hand raised. Ms. Rodenbeck, if you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth? Sir, if you get closer to the mic, I know we're having that difficulty again. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. I'm pulling up the notice of decision here for the site plan, and it looks like here. I'm going to share my screen. It looks like we issued that in March of this year, but we have not signed off yet on the site plan. What we could do, David, if you and Chris would agree. There's a possibility that, I mean, you do have conditions of approval here. I mean, this is an administrative site plan we're talking about. I think what we could do is issue an amended notice of decision. And deal with that potentially that way. That again, you and Chris would have to concur with the applicant's request that that condition be attached to the site plan rather than the plat, but there is a process of issuing amended notices of decision, and in this case, we don't actually have sign off of the site plan yet because we were waiting on that IIA and other things. So I'm just throwing that out as an option. I could issue an amended notice of decision, make it clear that that is a requirement, but it'd be tied to the site plan. That's up to you. But again, that's up to you and Chris.
Why don't we go to Mr. Stroger? I see he has his hand raised.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer, and Jay and David. So I concur with what you just said, Jay, and it sounds like we need to amend the infrastructure list anyways to add that item that was overlooked. And so if we could amend the notice of decision and amend the infrastructure list, we could coordinate with you and David to get that done, and then we'll kind of have a fresh, two fresh documents that can we can move forward to get the site plan signed off. And this, I believe that this plat is one of those conditions. So I think that would be the best way to proceed. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck.
Hey, Rodenbeck, I want to confer with Mr. Biazar if he's out, if he's in the meeting still, just to confirm if we want them to submit an amended infrastructure list application through DFT for that amended infrastructure list, or if we just want to have them more informally just submit a revised infrastructure list.
I mean that this is Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar again. So yeah, we
Thank you.
could submit
I'm
that
going to get you sworn
informally.
in, sir. If you would please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So yeah, I think we could do that informally. I mean, that should be fine. I mean, as long as it's decided here that needs to be done, that should be fine.
Yeah, and I think thank you for that confirmation, Mr. Bizar. Mr.
Thank
Hearn,
you.
this is Jay Rodenbeck. I think what we can do then in this case, again, this is up to David, but we could have a condition of approval. Or a fi actually, this would be a finding, I believe. But we could note that as well in this notice of decision that that will need to be dealt with at site plan.
Mr. Gutierrez, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and move forward with changing my comment to no objection for this, and that we'll work the details out for the site plan.
Okay. And so let's see, do we have a proposed finding about this? Mr. Rodenbeck, go ahead.
I think David, I think we need like a finding though in this notice. If you could craft any kind of language and put it in the chat, we could include it in this notice, and then I'll work with the lead planner on the site plan, which was Jacob. And we'll work on amending the notice of decision for the site plan to add that as a condition of approval for the site plan.
I can put something together real quick.
Appreciate that. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Anything further about this item? I know Mr. Gutierrez is going to craft that, but from the applicant team. Okay.
No, Mr.
No.
Hearing Officer, we're good. Thank you. Appreciate
Thank
the.
you.
Thank you,
Sure
David.
thing. Let's go then to hydrology next, Mr. Tiquan Chen. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date of April 11th, 2025. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. That takes us to transportation, Mr. Ernest Aramijo. If you'd please raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Transportation has no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. And that takes us to code enforcement. Marcelo Ibarra, would you please raise your right hand? And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Code enforcement time provide any comments for this request either.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to parks and recreation. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Parks and Recreation has no comments or objections.
Thank you, sir. And that takes us to the planning department comments. We'll be delivering those. That, Mr. Ibarra?
Yes, I will be.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I just had a couple of comments on this one. Thank you for making those corrections, Charlene. Aside from those comments that I had, it's just that I approve of approval of the DXF file from AGES must be provided or submitted. The date of the DHL approval shall be recorded on the final plat as well. And that is the end of my comments.
Thank you, sir. If you'd please put the any proposed conditions in the chat, I really appreciate it. Thank you. And I know Mr. Gutierrez is working on his language there as well. Anything further from the applicant team?
Well, thank you.
No, I think we're good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bear with us 1 second then. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just know Mr. Gutierrez added that finding.
Oh, thank you. Very good. All right. So again, for everyone here, this is agenda item 9. It's PR 2023-009652, major final plat 2025-00002. And excuse me, bear with me 1 second here. Hereby approve agenda item 9 under the stated project and application numbers. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, proof of approval of the DXF file from Aegis must be provided. And next, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. And also under the following finding, a revised infrastructure list will need to be submitted and facility fees paid. Tied in agreement with the proposed site plan. This will include a revision of the notice of decision for the site plan to accommodate the needed changes. Thank you very much, everybody. That concludes agenda item 9.